So, Madam Chair.
Item six. Okay. From the Interim Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting the 2013 Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Triennial Goal Setting Report. This item also goes to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit, and is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee. And the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit considered this item at its September 11th meeting and took no action.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'd like to kind of give an overview of the FAA goal setting. The Federal Aviation Administration requires recipients of federal funds to go through a goal setting process. And as I had come into this position, they were right in the middle of the goal setting process. So they require that we submit a three-year triennial goal. And again, during the time that I arrived, the actual goal had been established and was open for public comment. The public comment period is usually 45 days, and it closed on August 8th. The goals established for this period for construction is 19.7%. And 23.6% for professional services. The combined goal is 20%. We have given Nancy Civic at the FAA the goals for their consideration. The new goals will be effective at the start of the new federal fiscal year. So the overall combined goals are 20%.
Any comments, Supervisor Mann?
Thank you. And this one, we didn't take any action on this one, or now you need action on this one?
No. It's just information.
No action was taken, according to the clerk.
But then you have, that's why I was confused. Then you say you want a recommendation, go to a full board. I need the recommendations on this thing. So I'm trying to figure out.
But yeah. And I was going to ask Director Soler, is this consistent with the ordinances? Milwaukee County ordinances.
Yeah.
The recommendations that are being presented here.
But before he answers, I have a question. What about lowering? Remember, you were going to come back and get with me about why did you lower the goals and for construction and went up for procurement? But you also stated because of we're having our database, but you're going to check into that.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. We are going to get back to you regarding what caused the goal to go down. And my preliminary checking, what we found out is that the UCP information for the existing firms is lower than it was when they set the last triennial goal. And we're looking to see what other factors led to that, to the reduction.
Okay.
This, again, is just presented for informational purposes.
Director Soler.
Research analyst.
Yes, thank you. It takes a little while.
It is consistent that it is submitted as informational, and later once the FAA approves formally, then it comes back for full acceptance.
Okay. So this is recommendations to the FAA.
Correct.
Not to this board.
Correct.
Thank you. That's helpful. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Because goal setting such as this occurs periodically, and it is for anyone who reviews this information, it shows in detail how the goals are arrived. I move to receive and place this on file, this item on file, so that everybody on the county board understands how this happens and why it happens, and can look at the numbers and see how the percentages are arrived at, and to see how the goals themselves are reached. So I move to receive and place this on file.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had a question about the firms, the client and firms. Is it also researched about the new firms that might pop up that could do the work as well? I know we lost some firms, but how do we research new firms that might even bring that number a little bit higher?
Yeah, I think to Chair, Madam Chair, and Committee, I think the way that you proceed to assess whether their new firms are ready, willing, and able is with our outreach and making sure that we do things in November, like we have an exposition meeting, to reach out to firms and to bring them in and communicate to them about the opportunities that they have in the county. So as we move towards putting our exposition together, we're looking at our spin to talk about what types of opportunities that might be conducive to small business development. And as we find those opportunities, I think we have to outreach those early so that firms that might not otherwise be doing business with the county may look at those opportunities and share show an interest in doing work at the county. The other thing that we can do is look at how other entities are utilizing DBEs, how the state is utilizing disadvantaged businesses, how the city utilizing disadvantaged businesses, and how MMSD and other partners are utilizing disadvantaged businesses. So I think the most effective approach is to be proactive and outreaching and telling about the types of opportunities that are available and being there to take the calls from the disadvantaged businesses about the opportunities and that. And then also to make sure that we are efficient with our certification as new firms come in to be certified.
Supervisor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I don't want to prolong the point, but in the rate of maybe new firms that might pop up, is that associated in the goal setting or even the number that we're at now? I think we're at 20.3% overall, coming down from what we had before. Did this number include maybe the rate of new firms that might be found?
Madam Chair and Supervisors, no, it doesn't. It looks at ready, willing, and able, or ready, willing, and available firms at the time that we're doing the triennial goal setting. It doesn't take into consideration the possibility of the new firms that come out.
Right, and it just really concerns me setting goals lower and with the possibility of firms that might be ready, willing, and able that just aren't discovered by the county yet. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other comments? Otherwise, we do have a motion to receive and place on file before us. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call that resolution.
On the motion to receive and place on file, Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you very much. Madam Clerk, please call item 7.